You love them enough to do anything for them.
Mom, I need to be wiped.
Coming.
Including checking NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, December 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Watching Lansing and these bills that they're ramming through, preparing to ram through, waiting until they get their 56 Democrats back in the House. Absolutely amazing, this agenda and what they're pushing. Watching it, going to report on it. Luckily, we don't have one Democrat state representative in Lansing this week. She's having some personal issues, health issues. We're not really sure what, but she's not there. As a result, they're down to 55. Another state rep Democrat who lost their election is mad as heck over the items he was forced to vote for this past session, causing him to lose the seat. Craziness happening in the Senate side as well. I talked with Jim Runstedt last night. Senator Jim Runstedt's running for Michigan GOP chair. Too busy to do an interview, was up late last night in session, went to bed, said, Randy, I'll do the best to get back with you probably on Friday. So we'll push that interview we thought we might be able to do today. We're going to push it to Friday. Unbelievable what's happening. We'll go over it all. I'll explain it to you. But, you know, elections have consequences. The midterm election of 2022 was a disaster. 1.7 million people who voted for president in 2020, Biden versus Trump, did not bother to vote in 2022. Proposal 3 passed regarding abortion. The Democrats got the 2-seat majority in the House and the Senate. Whitmer got reelected governor. It was a complete disaster. We cannot let this happen again in 2026. We must get out the vote like we just did on November 5th. We must do it again in 2026. We're going to talk about that. We've got lots of bills we're going to talk about today. We're going to get you updated what's happening. Unfortunately, the Republicans can't stop it, because some of you did not bother to vote in 2022. It's that simple. If the conservative patriots Republicans had got out to vote like they did in 2020, maybe, just maybe, we would have kept the House, kept the Senate. But you didn't vote, some of you, and it cost us dearly. And when you hear some of these things they're pushing, absolutely amazing. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is going to be in the next segment. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me at 231-360-5140. We'll get those questions asked of Dr. Jeff. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How much snow do you guys have up there?
Too much. How much you want? I'll send it down.
Right?
I think in our backyard, we're probably 2.5 feet, not counting the drift right now.
Sure.
Got a 4-foot fence, and I still got about 18 inches I can see of it. So there's that going on. And although we're up, you know, right on the St. Mary's River, you know, up here in the Sioux, and
sure.
And even down by Dafter at the new house that we're moving to, it's got about, it's probably about 18, 24 inches there. So, but I guess Detour is supposed to get hit. Southeast Chippewa County is supposed to get thumped pretty good today.
Right. I know I talked to Ian Murphy yesterday over in Gaylord, and he said they're officially at 4 feet.
Holy cow. I don't.
Yeah. Snow belt there, over there, they've been getting pounded every single day. And, you know, it's amazing. I told Vicky last night, I said, I'm in that stupid movie Groundhog Day. I have been every single day clearing my driveway nice and clean all the way down to the asphalt.
Yep.
Wake up the next morning. There it is again. It's like, man, winter, what we missed out on snow last year, we're definitely getting this year.
Yep. That is called, they call that regression to the mean, okay, or regression to the average. So if you are going to have an average amount of snow per year, let's say Sault Ste. Marie gets, I think it's 200 inches a year, I think is our average.
Right.
If you get 1 year that you get 100 inches, there's another year you're going to have to get 300 inches to keep your average at 200 inches.
Now, do you think God, Mother Nature, whatever, holds true to that mean average? Do you think that's something that's real? Because, I mean, look at what we're getting already after what we didn't get last year.
Oh, yeah. God is a mathematician. I mean, I will tell you what, math, you know, now I'm going to kind of nerd out here a little bit, but
sure.
Math rules the universe. You know, when you start getting, it almost gets kind of a little esoterical and zen when you really start. And I'm a science fan. I'm not a scientist. Like, I'm not a theoretical physicist. I don't study quarks and stuff like that. But I read books that people have written about him.
Sure.
You know, I just find it very interesting, you know, to kind of learn how this is. And for our universe to exist, there has to be so many specific constants that, if they're just one digit off, the universe, we're gone. Okay, nothing exists. It's just how precise everything has to be. So, but yeah, I mean, statistics and math is powerful. Or, you know, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Absolutely. I love math and science. I went to Michigan State for pre-med, but I dropped out. I was told I was during affirmative action back during the 70s.
Yeah. Yep.
And because I was white and a male, I wasn't going to get into med school.
Yeah. Yep.
So. Packed up my lava lamp and my 8-track stereo and drove home and chose a different career path. Let me ask you this question. I did get one text. I put it out there that you were going to be on. Seems that their elderly dog is to the point where she's starting to fail. She's having teeth issues. they've been struggling with her teeth for years, but now it's getting worse to the point where she doesn't want to even eat her food. They're trying to feed her water to keep her hydrated, but they said that teeth, not wanting to eat, is it to the point where she's just so old that she's wanting to give up? Is, you know, what's happening there? Is teeth that important to overall health? Because they said they've been dealing with these teeth issues for years and always struggled, didn't know what it was, the food, the bones, the milk bones, it wasn't working. And how important is teeth to a dog's health?
Well, I mean, just like for us, too, very important. And if you want two things that even you can do, easily do, that will extend your life and not only give you a longer life, give you a longer quality of life, so you'll be healthier longer too. You know, it's, you know, like, hey, you can do this and live another 5 years. Like, yeah, I don't want to live another 5 years at the end of my, you know what I mean, in the nursing
when
home.
You're failing, right?
Yeah. Is to stay skinny, okay? And, you know, keep off the extra weight. And secondly is keep your teeth clean. Those are the two of the easiest things you can do that will have huge repercussions through your entire life. Dogs are the same way. When those teeth are infected, we just think, yeah, they smell and they got doggy breath and, you know. Well, right. No, what you're smelling is hydrogen sulfide gas being produced by bacteria that's living in there and rotting it out. It's painful. That bacteria will leak toxins into the bloodstream. And that just, now the kidney has to deal with it. The liver has to deal with it. It's just something else you got to deal with. And the thing is, with dental disease, it's a very insidious and onset. You know, I mean, animals get sick. Like, they'll all of a sudden get acute, like, pancreatitis or something like that. We look at him. We go, ooh, dog's sick. He's throwing up. We know he's sick. This is a lot more akin to a slow leak in a tire, where all of a sudden you come out, I'm like, yeah, tire looks a little soft. You come out the next day and you're like, oh wow, it's flat. Kind of the same thing. So it's a little bit more, it's not as dramatic, I guess, like right up front. So people kind of tend not to see it. You know, don't realize it's happening. But yeah, the, it's very, very, very important, to the point. That's why we have a whole room dedicated, you know, to dental cleaning.
Sure.
You know, and keeping it as healthy as possible. So two things you can do at this stage. It depends on the age of the dog, you know, if there's any other concurrent disease. But one thing you can do, obviously you could do a dental, get in there, get everything cleaned up, and that would be the best thing to do. But sometimes we're presented, you know, as veterinarians, we're presented with an animal that we can't do the dental for whatever reason. The dog's got already bad enough. It's an old dog. It's got a bad ticker already from the dental disease. It's got bad kidney disease. And it just, the anesthetic risk is just so high that we just decide, like, you know, I just, because you always, like I said, we're always doing, every time I knock something out, risk to benefit ratio. What's my risk? What's my benefit?
Sure.
Because there's no such thing as risk-free anesthesia or sedation. We use them a lot, you know, and we kind of might seem a little cavalier about doing it, but always in the back of my mind, I am always running this calculation. You know, okay, do we need to knock this dog out? What's the least amount I can use to get done what I need to get done? Some dogs become here. If you want to vaccinate the little turkeys, you got to knock them out. We got a few dogs that just do not like to be here at all. You know, so you're always running that risk, you know, doing that calculation or whatever. So anyway, so if you have a dog that older dog, can't knock them out for whatever reason, dental is off the chart. Okay. It's off the table. Then you do what's called pulse therapy antibiotic. So what I will do is I will take these old dogs, and these are usually like 15-year-old poodles with rotten mouths.
Sure.
Put them on clindamycin, which is an antibiotic, pretty cheap antibiotic too. You do it for 2 weeks out of the month, okay? So,
okay.
If you have, So you do it for 2 weeks. That will tamp that fire down, get some of that bacteria under control. And there's also some oral rinses and stuff you can do. So basically right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to control the infection. Just keep it at a dull simmer.
Right.
Mixing my metaphors here, but anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, tap down the fire.
Yeah,
so it just barely embers glowing.
Yep, you know, keep them comfortable. Now, and the thing is, you got to worry about, obviously, antibiotic resistance. Well, doing it that way and then going off for 2 weeks, okay? Doing it that way is shown to, you still get the benefit of going, you know, tamping the fire down, but you don't run the risk of developing antibiotic resistant strain as if you were to give the pills all the time.
Gotcha.
Like straight through the pill. So plus it saves you some money, because then there's 2 weeks out of the year you're not, I mean, they're cheap, but they still cost money, you know. And so now you're only giving it half the time, so it's only half the cost. And
so do you cycle back and start doing it again after another 2 weeks?
Yep. Every 2 weeks. So
you alternate
off to
on off. On off.
On off. And I will tell you what, you take these old dogs that are like that, mm-hmm, and do that, and it does improve their breath. They're happier. They're moving. I have people come back, tell me he's starting to play a little bit, starting to act younger. It just, teeth things are just, I've experienced it with my own dogs. Sure. I think I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again. Had an old, my first German Shepherd, Tasha. And this is the other reason I do not like those basted bones you buy out of the store for the dogs to chew on.
Yeah.
Good way to break teeth on them. So anyway, I didn't know any better. This is way back. This was last century. I can say that now.
Right.
Gave her one of these because it smelled good. I didn't know any better. Gave her one. Well, she broke a tooth. I looked at it. I'm like, okay, it's not opening the pulp cavity. It's not bleeding. She doesn't seem to bother her. I'm like, all right. I just kind of watched it and didn't think, but, you know, didn't give two thoughts about it.
Sure.
Go through the years. I wind up working for a guy in Ann Arbor, who, Dr. Clarkson, who is a veterinary dentist. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's his specialty.
Yeah.
So there one day, and dog's at the clinic with me, and it was day like today, actually. There wasn't much going on. He looks at me, she's got a broken tooth. I'm like, yeah, she broke that 3-4 years ago, and it's never really bothered her. He goes, yeah, we ought to x-ray that. I'm like, all right, yeah, it's slow. Yeah, let's go back, x-ray it.
Sure.
X-rayed it. There's a tooth root. She had an abscess, tooth root abscess. Mm. Never knew it. Had a big one, too. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So we went ahead and, you know, like I said, it was a real slow day. We knocked her out and took the tooth out. Okay, now fast forward about a week and a half. Got her back home. I was renting an apartment in an old farmhouse, old upstairs apartment in a farmhouse in Manchester. Landlady, I'm outside playing with dogs. Landlady comes down. She's like, hey, what'd you do to Tasha? You know, my dog. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean, what did I do to Tasha? You know,
right.
What are you talking about? She goes, she's like, oh my God, she is acting so much better and playing and stuff. So then I kind of like had to step back from being the dog owner to being the vet and kind of look
right
at it.
I'm like, figured, oh wow, it out.
She is active and more. It says, yeah, we took a bad tooth out.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's what sold me right there.
Yeah.
Nothing on the surface looked bad. I'm looking at it. I had no smell, no nothing. But
good.
Even then, people now will come in. If I see fractured teeth, I'm like, yeah, we need to be watching this really closely and maybe get in and get x-ray and see if there's something.
Yep. See what's going on. Hey, yep. Rod texts me a question. How often should we get our dog's teeth cleaned?
Well, that's going to depend on the dog. So because, like I said, again, you have the risk-to-benefit ratio. How bad are the teeth? And because you have to anesthetize them to do it. And there's, like I said, no such thing as completely risk-free anesthesia.
Right.
So I only do it on an as-needed basis. We look at it, get a judge on it. Okay, how bad are we? And then go from there. Now, there's things that you can do at home to help keep them clean. Milk bones don't do it. They don't cut it. I can tell you right now.
What about those